Called to order the House Revenue Committee. Welcome everybody here today. I'm being buzzed to go testify for 30 seconds on a bill down the hall. So with that, let's stand at ease for just a minute here. We've got one bill that we're going to go through today. Is that right? We're going to take one off. 2027 is going to actually go through. Let me run down the hall for about 2 minutes if we'll stand at ease, and I'll be right back and we'll do 2027. Sorry, everybody. I just got buzzed. Yeah. Nice to know other committees start as promptly as
we do.
That's
right.
No.
Yeah, I'm in here.
Okay, we'll call back to order the House Revenue Committee. Thank you, everybody, for your indulgence. Let's start with a public hearing on House Bill 2027. I think that's the bill we're going forward on this morning. Open the public hearing on House Bill 2027. Nazan, if you would give us the background on that, please.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2027 was a bill that was pre-session filed on behalf of the county tax collectors. And what the bill basically does, it aligns the statutes that were a little bit misaligned, in the sense that if some parties apply for refunds on property tax after the appeal process, it was not stipulated in the statutes that the same parties would be able to collect that refund. That statutes calls for only the owner or the person who had been registered as the one to pay the property tax. In other words, a lessee or somebody with an interest in the property could not get the refund or receive the refund after it's been assigned. And it doesn't have a revenue impact, since it's not any new money coming in or a fiscal impact to administer.
All right, thank you very much. I don't have a Senate sheet. I imagine Diane Belt probably wants to talk to us about it. Do you have a friend, Diane? Okay, come on. He's familiar, too. Well, welcome back, Diane. Good to see you.
Thank you. I have a new grandbaby.
Congratulations.
That's four now.
So we need to get caught up every second. Gary, how have you been?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. For the record, my name is Diane Belt, and I'm with the Washington County Department of Assessment and Taxation as their personal property tax collector, and I also represent the Oregon Association of County Tax Collectors. We have a House bill before you today that's a little cleanup that the AG's office kind of recommended. Gary's much more familiar with this than I am, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to him.
Thank you. Chair Shetterly, members of the committee, House Bill 2027 is a request.
I'm sorry, Gary, if you could, for the record, state your name.
Gary Bartholomew, I'm sorry, Oregon Association of County Tax Collectors. House Bill 2027 is a request to amend ORS 311-806. 311-806 specifies the circumstances for the county to issue property tax refunds and to whom they shall be issued to. The change that's requested is to seek conformity between ORS 309-100 and this statute. 309-100 specifies who has standing to appeal property values to the Board of Property Tax Appeals. In 1999, 309-100 was amended to include persons who have an interest in property that obligates them to pay taxes. So the most common examples are lessees in their lease agreement requires them to pay the taxes, or those purchasing property on a contract that in the contract requires them to pay the taxes. The Attorney General's office has recommended that we seek harmonization of the two statutes, and in fact commented that presently it may be unconstitutional because a party who has the authority to seek a remedy has to be entitled to the remedy. In this case, the seeking of the remedy would be to file an appeal. Upon a successful appeal, you have to be entitled to the refund.
So we are out of sync. The one statute describes who can appeal. The other statute describes who gets the refund in the event of a successful appeal, and the two statutes don't match.
That's correct.
Okay. Now this matches them up.
Yes.
Okay. Are there questions for the witnesses? Okay. Thank you very much. Why don't you stay there? Anybody else wish to testify? All right. Then I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2027 and open the work session on House Bill 2027. Committee? Mr.
Chair, I move adoption and passage of House Bill 2027.
Representative Hass moves House Bill 2027 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay. Let's call the roll.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Barr?
Aye.
Hass?
Aye.
Hobson?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Williams?
Aye.
Chair Fetterman?
Aye. House Bill 2027 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We need a carrier.
I will.
Representative Pass, thank you. That will conclude the work session on House Bill 2027. We have on the agenda House Bill 2028. Do we even want to talk about that this morning, or are you going to come back to us at a later time after you've worked with the Department of Revenue?
Mr. Chair, I'd rather work with the Department of Revenue. There's just a couple little issues that need to be resolved first.
Very good. All right. And with that committee, we're adjourned. Until tomorrow morning.